This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Next month, more than 50,000 politicians, journalists, protesters, and delegates are expected to land in Denver, Colorado for the Democratic National Convention. With all those dignitaries in town, some other cities might opt to shuffle homeless people off of the streets. But not Denver. This week, the chief of police said that the 3,800 people who sleep on Denver streets can stay put during the convention. In fact, the city is encouraging the homeless to participate in the political process. John Parvensky is president of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. He joins us now. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
So what plans do you have to get Denver's homeless population involved in the convention?
Well, we've been working with the city for the past 4 or 5 months developing a number of activities. One, we have come to agreement that our plan is not to sweep homeless people away or try to hide them, but to try to engage them in the meaningful activities during the convention and to be able to divert them from activities that they might not want to be involved with, such as the parades or the protests or demonstrations. So we have opened up some of the shelters and day centers for longer periods of time, been able to get some donated televisions so that we can allow people who want to watch the convention activities to do so, and providing some alternatives like movie passes and other entertainment so that people who might usually be sleeping in a park that is now the center of the demonstrations will have somewhere else more productive to be.
And do you think people will actually go and watch the convention on TV in these shelters? Will they get involved?
I think so. Certainly we have outreach to the homeless all the time, and during these weeks we'll be doing some increased outreach to make sure that people know what's going to happen, what they can and can't do, and to try to engage them in a way that they see the convention coming to town as a way that they can share their expertise of living on the street and their concerns about what needs to happen in our city and our country to make a difference in their lives. And that by being part of the process, that's the best solution for everyone.
And you're registering them to vote, I understand, too.
That's right. We'll have 2 days of voter registration at the shelters, at the health care for the homeless clinic, at the day centers, to be able to let people know that you don't need a home to vote and that people do have the right to register in Colorado, and we'll encourage them to do so.
The economy has dominated a lot of the talk during this campaign, but we haven't heard too much in terms of the specific issue of homelessness. Do you think you'll be able to actually get people talking about that at the DNC?
Well, unfortunately, homelessness is not at the top of the policy agenda when it comes to national campaigns. It doesn't swing a lot of votes. But we are hoping that with 50,000 people coming to town that we'll have an opportunity to showcase some of the positive things we've done in Denver in terms of reducing homelessness, moving chronically homeless individuals off the street into housing, and to show that with some investment, we can, in fact, end homelessness.
I'm curious if you've gotten any feedback so far on these plans from some of the homeless people you work with.
Yeah, I think there's some trepidation about people who just want to go about their daily business, and they're glad that we're at least thinking of alternatives for them. Some of the homeless folks who are more actively involved, they see this as an opportunity to have their voices heard. We've had some people who have run to try to be delegates to the convention. They haven't been successful, but they've been engaged in that part of the process. So it's a mix. I think they're looking to see what's going to happen, and they're trying their best to participate to the extent they can.
John Parvensky is president of the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Thank you.
You're welcome.